Do you have a large group of beginning students? They are sometimes hard to manage. In a moment, I will share 11 tips for managing a large group of beginners.
Strike up the band so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
Tip number one, pray. I am totally serious about this. Now, it's going to depend on your faith belief, but I have found this to be especially effective. I pray for wisdom on a daily basis, and ideas will come to me that I had never thought of that are quite effective for that particular group of students or that particular student. And I know that these ideas are wisdom from God. Tip number two, keep them engaged. Some things that I do for this is we play a lot. I'm teaching orchestra for the first time this year. When you first start on an orchestra instrument, you play everything pizzicato. And the students' fingers have been sore. And sometimes they're showing me their fingers. I'm like, well, you need to just use another finger for now because we're going to be playing like this a lot. And we would sometimes do 15, 20, even more exercises from the book in one day. Of course, some of them were new. The new ones took more time. But then we would review a lot of the ones we had already done, especially if I found them starting to get distracted or talking, then I would just call out a number for review and we would play through it. I also test a lot. Now, you don't want to take a whole class period just for testing, especially with beginners. They're going to get unfocused, undisciplined, sidetracked. I usually test 2 to 3 at a time, and then we do another exercise. And then I test 2 or 3 at a time. We do another exercise from the book, and I test 2 or 3 at a time. So keep them engaged. Number three, develop some routines. How we walk in, how we get our instruments, how we sit down. You may need to practice this. In fact, I encourage you to practice this at the beginning of the school year. The money, the time that you spend now is going to be time saved later when they have this routine down. In my last period recently, I waited for them in the hall because they had had a bad day in the rehearsal room. I waited for them in the hall and we talked about the proper way to come into the room. And we actually practiced the proper way to go into the room on that particular time. Yes, it took a few minutes out of class, but it helped us in the long run to be able to develop that routine. Tip number four, let some of the advanced kids coach some of the ones that are struggling. Keep this short and remember that not all of them have the right personality for this. Usually some of the more outgoing students are ones that will be ready to do this. And when I say keep it short, send them in for 2 or 3 minutes, then have them come out and show you what they've been working on. This helps to keep them accountable also. Tip number five, have a rule for standing on the podium to redirect. My rule is when I step up on the podium, especially at the very beginning of class, everybody has to stand up and they're supposed to do that silently and quietly with their instruments. And then I direct them to sit back down. One time for one of my classes, we had to practice this 13 times. I told them our goal was to be able to do it without any talking, without any noise, without any talking under your breath or anything. It took them 13 times to finally get it. Tip number six, allow short bursts of individual practice. Here's how I do this with beginners. I demo the new exercise. I tell them to take 1 or 2 minutes on their own, and then we all play it together. This is especially effective for when they're learning a new note or a new technique, something that's going to be a little bit different for them. Give them 2 minutes on their own. Tip number seven, reward positive behavior, punish negative behavior, but not too much. You want to focus more on the positive. Some of the things that I've used in the past, the first time I taught beginning band, I had these things called band bucks, and it was a dollar bill that had my picture on it that I made copies of onto green paper. At my current school, we have a school-wide incentive program called Titan Tickets, and students earn these for positive things that they do, and they can spend them in a school store. Tip number 8, incorporate rest and play positions. This is especially effective for when you're trying to give instruction between songs and you don't want anyone noodling on their instrument. For orchestra instruments, the students like to kind of tinkle on the strings, and that happens in guitar also. So rest position for the orchestra instruments is they have it on their lap, straight up and down, facing me, the strings facing me. For guitar class, I use a rest position where they put it face down on their lap, and this prevents them from being tempted to play while I'm talking. You have to have them actually practice these positions also so that they get used to them. So you might have them do it 3 or 4 times till everyone does it quickly. And there's always 1 or 2 reluctant ones. And you just mention, hey, we're going to keep doing this until everyone gets it quickly. Sometimes I even mention the student's name who's not getting it quickly enough. They usually come along pretty fast when they realize that the whole class is going to be irritated with them. Tip number 9, start playing right away. In my early years of teaching, I would try to put announcements at the beginning. I would try to take time out for attendance. I don't do that anymore. We start playing within 3 or 4 minutes of class beginning. If I have announcements, I put those in about 5 minutes into what I'm doing. For attendance, I have a sheet of paper in a page protector. I take attendance with a dry erase marker. Now I have it, I'm done. It takes me about 30 seconds just to make sure that the people I'm marking absent actually are absent. But basically I'm looking for an empty seat. Tip number 10, walk around with a clipboard. This is especially effective if you are telling students that you're watching for posture and you're watching who's not going to have good posture, or you're watching for someone who's talking out of turn. I usually make my students see me at the end of class if there's a few things that aren't working right. Which brings me to tip 11. You can control a commodity that the students want more of and you want more of, and that is time. If I have students who just are not cooperating with posture, for example, or talking, especially posture when they're purposely doing it, they know that they're having poor posture. I'm not talking about when the kids are getting tired and they start to droop and then you tap them to remind them and they pop back up into great posture. I'm talking about the kids who know what they're doing and they know that they're purposely just ignoring what you're telling them to do. I will have those kids work on their posture or work on being silent or whatever it is I have need to, for them to work on at the very end of class. So I give my students a gift. I make sure they know it's a gift of 3 minutes to put their instrument away. But I remind them that that's a gift and I can take that back at any time. On any given day, probably 2 days a week, I'll have 1 or 2 students that I keep back at the end, and sometimes they will go up to the bell. And occasionally, about every 6 weeks, I'll need to keep the entire class. And that's basically when they're having one of those rowdy days where there's a full moon, they served sugar at lunch, there was an assembly, and now they're all like hyper and crazy. Then I tell them, as we waste time during rehearsal, then I'm taking that time at the end back. I only have to do it about once every 6 weeks, and then they get the message, and then they forget. I hope that these 11 tips for managing a large group of beginners has been helpful to you.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.